Stillness, from Miriam Brown. Swamiji was extremely ill, with double pneumonia, and it wasn't safe to leave him alone. He had a high fever, and his lungs were so compromised, I didn't need a stethoscope to tell what was going on. I could hear from across the room. In the intervals between the coughing fits, he gasped for air. A few of us had spent a long afternoon and half the night with him. He was so weak, he could hardly get to the bathroom. Finally, at 2 a.m., Swamiji decided he wanted to try to sleep. Although he was coughing so much, I didn't see how he'd be able to do it. Because I am a trained nurse, he suggested I remain nearby while others went home. If the patient had been anyone but Swamiji, I would have taken him to the hospital. When I suggested it, however, he wasn't interested, and I didn't insist. His illnesses don't always follow a conventional medical model. Many times I have seen him ill and weak, or in such pain that he finds difficulty in walking on his own. Then, minutes later, if duty calls, he'll give a class or a ceremony or a counseling session, sometimes for hours, during which time he shows no hint of weakness. Then, when his duty is done, once again he is debilitated. Swamiji has a simple explanation. Master gives me energy when I need it. We settled Swamiji in his room. The others left, and I went down to the basement guest room. There was an intercom. All Swamiji had to do was push a button, and no matter how softly he spoke, I would hear him. His cough was so severe, I could keep track of it from downstairs. I thought I wouldn't be able to sleep, but I guess I did for a few hours. About 5 or 6 in the morning, something woke me. Immediately, I raced upstairs to see if Swamiji needed anything. I assumed he would be in his bedroom, since he could scarcely get in or out of bed without help. I came into the living room, rushing as nurses do, when suddenly I was stopped by a wall of stillness. I felt unable to move. In the presence of that stillness, motion would have been not only an intrusion, it seemed to me impossible. Even the usual humming sound of the refrigerator and the ticking clock seemed drowned out by the silence. It was dark, and at first I couldn't see much. As my eyes adjusted to the dim light, however, I saw that Swamiji was sitting in the living room, meditating. He wasn't coughing. He wasn't gasping. In fact, I don't think he was breathing. I had heard about the breathless state of meditation, but this was the first time I had seen it. Clearly, he didn't need any help from me. I stood for a moment, taking in the wonder of the scene before me, then turned and went back downstairs. About an hour later, I knew his breathing had returned, for I heard him coughing, and the whole pneumonia cycle started over again.